Dear newly engaged me, my engagement was harder and way more of an education than I expected. This is another installment in the wonderful Dear Newly Engaged Me series, written by a bride named Julia who lives in Texas. These are all Julia's words, completely unedited by me. Julia writes this. In the time leading up to my engagement, I was so ready to be engaged. After 3 years of being friends, 6 months into our relationship, it was everything I had ever dreamed of, supportive, fun, adventurous, and we wanted the same things out of life. I raved to all my friends how I had finally found the one, and after a year and 3 months, he popped the question. Our proposal was very romantic and private. Rose petals and champagne, the perfect ring and speech, followed by meeting all of our friends and family the next day to celebrate. Cloud nine was an understatement. I'll never forget how it hit me. Only 3 short days later, I was eating dinner with his family when his mom said, "So, I hear you're moving in together?" To which I excitedly replied, "Yes." And then to my surprise, my excitement was followed by sweaty palms, a hot flash, and mild nausea over realizing, oh my gosh, I have to move in with him. Then, oh my gosh, wait, I agreed to be with him forever? The weight of those thoughts consumed me, and I couldn't finish my dinner that night. The month that followed was full of questioning whether I was making the right decision, and honestly, sheer panic over the fact that I was questioning this at all. Was I supposed to feel 100% sure? Yes, I was supposed to feel 100% sure, right? This was not the after engagement glow I was expecting. I loved this man, and deep down I knew in my heart that I wanted to marry him, so why was I having mini panic attack every time I thought about it? I started researching and stumbled upon Allison's book. At that time, I wasn't sleeping at night, so I stayed up all night reading it from beginning to end. The relief that book alone gave me, and to know that I wasn't alone in how I was feeling, was what I was needed. I scheduled a Zoom call with her the next day and basically cried as soon as she appeared on the screen. Allison and I spent the next 15 months together. The first 6 months of my engagement were tough. She walked with me through all the feelings, fear about whether I was making the right decision and what was to come in my married life, grief and sadness about leaving my precious apartment and leaving my single life behind, the unexpected trials and tribulations that came with leaving my family for the new one that included my husband, and navigating the changing relationships with my parents. During our sessions, I was able to learn how my feelings, I was able to learn how to feel my feelings instead of running away from them or saying, I shouldn't feel that way. A famous line that I said for every feeling that wasn't pure joy and excitement. Allison also gave me tools to deal with the physical symptoms of my feelings. She taught me breathing techniques and helped me reframe the way I thought about things. Eventually, I realized my fear and anxiety about my engagement didn't have anything to do with my partner or our wedding. It was about me and my life that was changing and going in a direction it had never gone before. It was about the fact that both of my parents were divorced and how badly I did not want to end up like them. It was about the fact that in other scenarios of my life outside of engagement and marriage, I had also run from my feelings, and now I had to learn how not to be afraid of feeling emotions. The skills I gained from my time with Allison and that tumultuous stage of my engagement period are skills I will carry with me for the rest of my life. After those first 6 months of letting myself feel sad and fearful, I began to feel better. I began to be okay with feeling anything I needed to feel. And that allowed me to feel other things too, like The first time I felt excitement when I met with our florists and saw our wedding colors coming together. Or the butterflies in my stomach from the excitement and fear when I received our invites and saw Mr. and Mrs. for the first time. The fear became a thrill, like something you do before something adventuresome. During the last 3 months of our engagement, if you asked me how I expected to feel on our wedding day, I would have said, scared, but that's okay. Probably nervous, anxious, but happy and excited to get married. What? I was content with this? This is what it really looks like to get married to someone forever? I continued to feel all my feelings as they came. When I woke up in the morning of our wedding, I was suspiciously calm. I happily had breakfast with my bridesmaids and my mom, who I'd fought with my entire engagement, and I cried loving tears seeing each one of them get their hair and makeup done. When it was my turn, I laughed and oohed and awed over my hair and makeup. I cried as my mom helped me get into my dress and put on my shoes. That morning, I kept waiting for the feeling of nervousness or fear to hit me, and it never did. My favorite memory from the day was the ceremony, the same moment I had dreaded in the early months of my engagement. Standing there, looking up at the church, I had in such an overwhelming feeling of peace and happiness. Truly, I felt at home. I walked back down the aisle to my soon-to-be husband, and we tied the knot. It was absolutely amazing to feel calm on my wedding day. Calm was not at all what I expected to feel, but afterwards, I was convinced that the reason you can't imagine how you're going to feel on your wedding day is because the feeling is indescribable and unique to you. There is no right way to feel. The rest of the day went smoothly. We danced and we laughed, and honestly, I didn't care. Thank you, Julia, for sharing your beautiful engagement and marriage story. All the best to you.